Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. Our speaker today is Thurman Scrivener, pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Change Your Heart and Change Your Health, already in progress.
Let's go to 1 Kings 15:11 to start out with. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, so did David his father. Okay, let's go to 2 Chronicles 16, verses 1 through 14. So far, Asa and his group have looked great, right? He was clean and pure and holy before God, and he's just a good king. Is that right? Everything. He's a good boy. Okay. In the 6th and 30th year of the reign of Asa, this king of Israel came up against Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasuries of the house of the Lord and sent to the king of Syria. Now, where did he get this gold and silver? Out of the temple, out of the treasury of God. And he's given it to an Assyrian king. Uh-oh, for the first time I've seen something I'm not too sure that God might like this. Verse 7, and at that time, Hananiah, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of your hand. Now, why is it all these other times he depended on the Lord? We go to God, and God does all these great and awesome, wonderful things for us, and then all of a sudden, we depend on something else. God sent the prophet to tell him, I ain't too happy with you. I'm just not too happy with you at all because you have relied on the king of Syria. And that's just like whenever we come to a time where we need finances in this ministry, do you know I have never called one of you and told you, I need you to give me $500 or I'm going to go off the air. I don't ever say that. You know who I go to? Lord, this is your ministry. If you wanted me to stay on the air preaching your word, I need $500 to pay this bill. And then all I got to do is say, thank you, Lord, it's done. And tomorrow the $500 shows up. So I didn't have to ask nobody but God. This ain't my ministry. This ministry belongs to the master, right? So if I need something, who do I go to? The master. That's absolutely right. I go to God. I don't go to nobody else. But because we relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord or God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of your hands. Verse 8, let's see what happens here. Were not the Ethiopians and the Libyans and huge hosts with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them unto your hand. Now he's reminding you what happened. Verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. How in thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. In other words, because he didn't do this, what God says is going to start happening to him now? He's had all this peace all this time, right? What's he fixing to have?
Wars.
Do you maybe that might be what's wrong with our government? Maybe we're not putting him first. Maybe that's why we don't just have one war going on. We got wars going on everywhere. Okay, verse 10. Let's go on and see what happens here. Verse 10. Then Asa was wroth or angry with the prophet, the seer, and put him in a prison house. You see how, if you're a man of God, how you can get put in jail? All he was doing is telling him the truth. He was telling him the truth. But the king didn't want to hear that, did he? Then Asa was angry with that seer or that prophet, and he put him in prison house, for he was in a rage against him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. Now then, this king's beginning to lose it. He's beginning to get an unforgiveness toward people. You see that? Let's go to the next verse. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Yeah, we read some of those. Okay, verse 12. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceedingly great. Yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the... Okay, so this disease is getting worse and worse and worse and worse in his old age, and he's going to the doctor and not to God. Is that what that said? And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceedingly great, yet in his disease he sought not the Lord. Maybe he doesn't know who God is. No, you didn't believe that, did you? Because who had he been inquiring of when he needed an army taken care of? Who'd he go to? The Lord. Did the Lord take care of him? Yeah. But here with his little disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. Well, let's see verse 13. Let's see what happened. Verse 13. And Asa died. Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 41st year of his reign. So when he went to the doctor and said to God, what happened to him? Ooh. Now then, that's pretty scary, isn't it? If we seek God, he's happy. If we seek the doctors and God, is he happy? Or if we just seek the doctors only, what happens?
We die.
It's that simple. Somebody said, Thurman, you're absolutely crazy. You've lost your mind. No, I back up everything I'm saying by the Word of God. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did the Lord say that?
Yeah.
If God said it, am I on safe ground?
Yeah.
You can't do wrong when you're doing exactly what God says. Is that right? According to that scripture, when you seek the doctors and not God, what's going to happen? What happened to him?
He died.
He died. So now then you can see we're in the New Testament where James tells us that when we ask for prayer, we must believe with how much doubt in our heart?
None.
We've got to believe it's done with God. Is that right?
Yes.
So if we believe it's done with God, then we don't go by what we see or feel or smell or nothing else. We go by it is written. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And if we go by it's written, when we pray for you, are you going to be healed?
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. Now then, let's go to 2 Chronicles 21, verses 9 through 20. And let's see what happens when you don't obey God. This is just one example. This was one example, but this one's going to be another one. Then Jehoram went forth with his princesses and all his chariots with him. And he rose up by night, and he smote the Edomites, which compassed him in, and the captains of the chariots. So the Edomites revolted from under the hand of Judah, and this day, the same time also did the Libnites revolt from under the hand, and because he had forsaken the Lord God of his fathers. Now, if you forsake the Lord God of your fathers, you're in big trouble. Verse 11. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit fornication and compelled Judah thereto. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was king and I was building, if I was tearing down the Ten Commandments and I was building idols and telling people, it's okay to go out and just sleep with anybody you want to, sex is okay. Do you see that on the movies? If you watch any movies, is that there? It's there. I guarantee you can't even watch a commercial today, but they glorify the devil. They glorify sex out of wedlock. They do everything. I mean, you watch some of the commercials. Between the news, sometimes when I'm watching the news, I'll flip between 4 and 5 and 11 and just flipping between them. I will run into some of the most wicked commercials about sex I've ever seen in my life. I think this is awful what these people are doing. And our government is teaching people it's okay to be a homosexual. You know, and right here in Dallas, we had a big meeting last week, and it's okay. You know, if you want to get married and you're two men or two women, that's okay. We'll do it. And we give you all the same rights. No, they give them more rights than they do a normal man and woman. So it's not right. But anyway, the government, that's what the government here is doing. Is our government doing the same thing? Yes, they are. So let's see what happens to the king. Let's go on down to verse 12. And there came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet. Now see, here's where these men of God get in trouble. When the Lord comes and tells you, send a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat thy father, nor in the ways of King Asa of Judah, because you have not done that. Let's see what verse 13 says. But hast walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and hast made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go a whoring, like to the whoredoms of the house of Ahab, and also has slain your brethren of thy father's house, which were better than you yourself. Wow. Verse 14. Behold, with a great plague will the Lord smite your people. Is that scary?
Yes.
You better be a Christian walking in obedience to God's word, because that could be. Do y'all know that when I drive downtown Dallas, you know the buildings that I see being expanded? You know what kind of buildings they are? Hospitals. Everywhere you go, they're adding to hospitals. I went downtown Dallas the other day at the end of Elm Street up there to go up to, I don't remember how high it was, I got a nosebleed almost, going so high to get up there to pray for a man, and I could not believe how many different buildings was down there. And every floor I went on, there ain't nothing but people in beds, and sometimes two and three in the same room. I thought, look at this, all this, and these people don't have a clue what's available to them. They're all sick. Behold, with a great plague will the devil smite your people. Is that what that said? Who did say John smote the people?
The Lord.
The Lord. The Lord's the one you got to pay attention to, right? Behold, because of all this wicked stuff you've done, with a great plague will the Lord smite your people and your children and your wives and all your goods. You're going to suffer. The people's going to suffer. Your wives are going to suffer. Your children are going to suffer. And your goods are going to suffer because the king did not put God first. Does our government put God first? No, he does not. I guarantee you, if I was you and I'm a Christian, I would be standing on God's word for my healing and reminding the Lord daily, Lord, I'm reading your word. I believe your word. I'm walking holy to your word. I'm not going to sin ever again. Never. I'm going to walk holy in your presence. Is that a good thing to do?
Yes.
I guarantee that's a good thing to do. If you want to live, let's see if you don't do that. Verse 15. Let's see what verse 15 says. And thou shalt have great sickness by disease of your bowels. Uh-oh, this is the king. Until your bowels shall fall out by reason of the sickness day by day.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Change Your Heart and Change Your Health, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.